Well, real happy to have B.G. Pierce on our program today. He's a member of the Stonewall Chamber of Commerce. He lives out on Schumann Road in Stonewall. And B.G., appreciate you taking time to be with the Bill and Allison Show.
Well, I appreciate you having us.
Absolutely. Well, you've been real busy, and I know that one thing that people are getting more and more interested in is plans for an upcoming music festival, wine festival they're calling it, out toward Albert. Just give us the background on that, please.
A couple of weeks ago, some neighbors of mine on Schumann Road and then also Aaron Smith, local, had gotten word of this wine festival. LLC was looking for an application from the county judge of what's called a mass gatherings permit to hold a event down on Schumann Road on acreage that evidently they have leased. It's a 30,000 person a day event, 12,000 campers, several thousand parking areas, and we've never heard anything about it up to that point. So, you know, it had everybody scrambling to do background research on what this was all about, and, you know, what impact it was going to be on us, because we're very small area. You know, Schumann Road's basically a one-lane road, and it's a dead end, and that's our main access to, you know, our homes and land, and, you know, it's just, that's a basic fear of, like, you know, how are we going to get in and how are we going to get out?
Mm-hmm. How many,
that's what started it.
How many people are they expecting?
30,000 a day is what the permit's for.
Do they have facilities to handle that? Water, and I suppose they'd have porta-potties, but they have water and all that?
No. There is no facilities in the Albert area. They will have to bring everything in. You know, which is in their application, and the numbers just really don't jive or make sense, but they would have to bring in electric, water, communication. There's no infrastructure on this farm. It's a cultivated farm. It's not just only ranch land. You know, EMT, you name it, you know, they would have to bring it in some way or another. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you go to a bigger venue like Houston, San Antonio, or Austin that may have the facilities to accommodate this? Why does he pick a very remote area? And I think the one thing that's a concern to us, there have been several individuals that have spent several hours combing through, you know, history does a lot. I mean, when you go back and look at history, that pretty well sets the tone of what it's going to be. And like in Gonzales, you know, he came in and reapplied to up it to 30,000. They had a permit at 20,000. And if my memory serves me right, I think they acquiesced and, you know, accepted 25,000 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and this is just concert goers. This is not support staff. This is not, you know, vendors. You know, the list goes on. And so that number, you know, is I don't want to use the word fraudulent, but it is just not forthcoming. We've had to dig everything out of in past history of what's going on.
Sure.
He paints
sure.
a different picture.
So you're unlike other venues, you're not set up for anything like this. What, you know, what one thing that occurred to me, what if there's some medical emergency of you know, people either at the event or you know, you or some of your neighbors need some emergency care? How are they going to get to you?
Well, I think you're 100% correct, and the one thing that just makes this worse is that, you know, of course, we're going to have the eclipse the week before this.
Yeah.
And that's an event of a lifetime, and everybody is coming to Gillespie County, Blanco County. It's been addressed by the commissioner's court, the sheriff's department, and everybody that's involved. But we already know that that's going to put a strain on the system, and the system being water, transportation, fire protection, police protection, and EMS services. And it's already got a strain on it. And when we do speak to the directors of the Gillespie County, not only is it in Gillespie County, but Blanco County has become involved with letters from both the sheriff, the mayor of Johnson City, and the judge in Blanco County requesting that the Gillespie County judge consider this, and they're all against it.
Okay.
Because the access to this is really just from two points. Now, there's two other feeder roads, but it's either going to come through Stonewall or it's going to come through Blanco. And we all know just what a headache that is with day-to-day traffic. And then the two smaller feeder roads are High Albert and Lower Albert Road, and they're just, you know, a one-lane road also. Right. And, exactly. Yeah. You know, we've run the math on it. I mean, you take average car is 14 and a half feet long. That's just a raw number. And if you were to park them bumper to bumper on 1623 from Schumann Road, that's 4.6 miles. That's 1,652 cars that are going to be stacked in one line. And when you're sitting at a traffic light with 20 cars, how long does it take you to get through the light?
Right.
Much less each one of these cars have to be inspected at the grounds.
It sounds like you got a nightmare developing. And
we have, I created a page called Preserve Albert, Texas. It's a group on Facebook. Was a private group. We kept it private because we wanted to make sure we had a real pulse of the area. And in 3 days, we had over 1,600 members on that group. You know, and the purpose of Preserve Albert, it's just for information only. Make sure we have information and people understand what's out there.
All right. How do they find that again on Facebook?
Probably the best thing would be is just to email me directly at bg@cclake.biz. That's Boy Indian Zebra. The county sheriff's on this page and the judge, and they're looking at, you know, what's coming out, to information. We wanted to keep it information only.
Give us that, give us that email again for you.
It's initials BG, like boy, girl, at cclake.biz, Boy Indian Zebra.
Good. Well, we've been talking with BG Pierce, who's in the forefront of fighting this, sounds like a nightmare, of a festival that they're planning in the Albert area. And so go email him to get more information and get your voice heard. It's only when local people stand up and say, no, I don't think so, that things like this get done in the right way. Thank you, BG. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time and allowing us to share our views on this.